loved ones. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. You have reached Neighborhood Love Radio. Tonight I got a little bit of a throw together playlist. I just got back from New York and I'm going to play some music for you. You like that? Thank you so much, Neighborhood Love Radio. Thank you. Los Angeles' own Orgone. You know what else is from Los Angeles? Jeff Refredo from the
That's Everlast. Right. Yeah. I am.
Jeff popped by to chill and listen to some music, and we're going to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I got this Curtis Mayfield tune queued up, though. Curtis Mayfield, Underground. Probably my favorite tune by the guy from his Roots album, 1971.
I don't know what song it is yet.
Underground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Check it out. Put your feet up, man.
Classic era.
And now underground. How will we deal with our society of discrimination among people? Near to hell. It's just as well. What will become of our children? Underground.
Underground by Curtis Mayfield. From the Roots album, 1971. Before that, we heard Orgone, Keep Searching, and started off the set with Four Hero, one of my favorite bands. That used to be more of a drum and bass outfit, but a little more of that soft Cali soul sound. Not sure exactly where they're from. Not here, though.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, Jeff Refredo from the Agrolites, thank you for coming by.
Oh, thank you for having me, as always.
Yeah. And you were stuck on the 101 freeway.
I was, yes. Mm-hmm.
I heard that LA are the only people that say the in front of the name of the freeway.
In the whole nation? I mean, I definitely, yeah. I'm thinking about like in Northern California, Bay Area, they just go take 80 to 580. They don't put the's on front. Mm-hmm. If you get down to like Texans, they'll say I-10. Like get on I-10 to not the I-10, just.
Yeah. They're so full of themselves, they got to put I in front of a.
They're the Rastafarian Texans, yes.
Take I and I-10. Excellent, man.
I-35.
So who, I know you were out of town last week. Where'd you go?
We went up to British Columbia, Canada. It's very beautiful British Columbia. Vancouver and Victoria. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent.
Yeah.
Was the weather awesome?
It was. It was warm. It was really nice. If you've never been up there, it's very green. And yeah, the Pacific Northwest is just really beautiful. Very nice people, Canadians.
What's the music scene like?
Well, I mean, being the style of music that we do, you know, it's like old school reggae, that kind of thing. We were playing that type of, we played a festival every year. They do the Victoria Ska Fest, it's called. So they keep it reggae, rocksteady ska themed. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was really cool. We did a set and had Linville Golding from The Specials come up and do some songs with us.
I'm not kidding.
He lives up there, yeah. He doesn't live in, he lives in Washington State, but very close to
next door,
Canada. Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah. Did you meet any nice ladies up there?
You know, there are a lot of very nice ladies in Canada. Just people in general are very nice in Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
hey, take a picture of this, okay? Let's say a buddy's wedding, nice LA wedding.
Okay.
Yeah. They got the carnitas going, you know, the drinks flowing. A lot of family and friends. That kind of, you know, vibe where everybody's been through a lot and everyone's really happy, you know, to experience this milestone. And the happy couple takes their first dance.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the tune.
That's okay.
That's how it works for me anyway.
Shaka?
Yeah.
Shaka, shaka, shaka.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Uzu Bayou, same son as the name of that tune from the Grains album, 2009. Hey Jeff, listen up. Philip Owusu is the name of this next lad. He comes from a duo, Owusu and Hannibal, but this is a solo tune he's got called Goodnight, and it's a good one. I love the live drums in this tune. Thank you. Hathaway, dead of mysterious circumstances at the window.
Yeah.
So with that, any theories that you heard? You usually got the inside scoop.
I guess it's just, you know, people don't know if he fell out of the window or if he jumped out of the window. But, you know, he was a relatively young man and had some mental issues, emotional issues. And so people just, they don't know for sure if it was an accident or...
Yeah, talented dude, man.
Oh, for sure, man.
Yeah, if you listen to that whole record, Donny Hathaway Live, powerful shit.
He outdoes the originals on their own songs.
And I was really impressed with New York last week, man. I really like my chip. There was a point where we're going to go across the Brooklyn Bridge, and they're at the intersection. They're doing some construction around there, and so a guy was trying to make a right-hand turn, and he was trying to turn when it wasn't his turn.
Okay.
And he's talking on the cell phone. There's a traffic cop there, and he sort of gets blocked, and he's kind of blocking a couple lanes, and the traffic cop starts yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he started yelling back, and he's still holding up his cell phone. He's in the car, blocking traffic with the cell phone. Argument with the cop, you know, a shouting match.
Yeah.
And he drives away mad, and the cop was mad, and he drives fucking away. So as,
wouldn't
as
happen
a
here.
Person from Los Angeles,
right?
I just couldn't imagine that happening.
Yeah.
Like, he would have been out of the car, on the ground, you know. And, you know.
Yeah, there's just so much going on at all times, you know.
Yeah, I saw, like, a couple cop cars, really, only in the 4 or 5 days that I was in Brooklyn. And, you know, you know why? Because they're probably out doing their fucking job.
Yeah.
And not trying to shake down, you know.
Yeah, if you're from anywhere else in the U.S. than New York City, when you go to New York City, you realize no matter where you're from basically the country. Like, L.A. is like a country town compared to...
This is my city. I'm never leaving it. I'm all city too, Los Angeles. I love it here, but I can absolutely positively appreciate many other fine things about where I go, whether I'm talking about New York City or Spearfish, South Dakota, or whatever. I had a great time over there, and thank you, Brooklyn. Thank you, New York. And had some great food.
Yeah,
you know, met a lot of cool people.
Yeah, food's great there.
A lot of delis and diners. That's mostly what I concentrated on.
Yeah.
And my last morning, I went out for breakfast, and I just had to give it a shot, man. Because you see Mexican food everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. And I just had to give it a shot, and I went for the Huevos Rancheros.
How was it?
It was a great dish of, here's what it was, tortilla, corn tortilla with a slice of ham and a couple over-easy eggs. And some frijoles. And what they used for salsa was more like like enchilada sauce.
Okay.
It was really good.
Good.
Wasn't really what you would call standard Huevos Rancheros.
Right.
Wasn't your standard Huevos.
You know, original Hepcat bass player, Pepe Urquijo, he has Brooklyn burritos. He's out in New York City, and he does some making Mexican food. California style, yeah.
I would have stopped by there.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out, Jeff. This is one of my favorite records from 2014 so far. This is the Soul Jazz Orchestra. The record's called Inner Fire. This tune is called Black Orchid. I think you're going to like it a lot. So put your listening ears on.
Turn my headphones up.
is not answering my calls when I'm trying to get through. Keep me wondering why, when all I can do is sigh. I just wanna touch.
I just wanna touch and kiss, and I wish that I could be with you tonight. Cause you give me butterflies inside.
All I got to say is that I must be dreaming.
Butterflies, Michael Jackson, the Invincible record. That tune gives me butterflies, man. I like it a lot.
It's a nice one.
Mm-hmm. And you liked Buzu Bayou that I played a little bit earlier. This is a remix from the tune's from Nova Lima, but this is the Buzu Bayou remix. Africa Landau. Landau or Landau is the name of the tune.
They like to get creative with their spelling, this band.
Yeah. Keep you guessing.
Yeah.
En
Nova Lima, remixed by Buzu Bayou. And Jeff.
Yes.
Jeff Refredo from the Agrolites. Thank
yes,
you
sir.
So much for coming down.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Always welcome here.
Always a pleasure.
You always have a home in this neighborhood.
That's some neighborhood love right there. Thank you.
Neighborhood Love Radio. We are the musical extension of neighborhood-love.com. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. Want to email me for any reason? Please do so. Questions, comments, concerns, reflections, what have you.
Manifestos.
You can always get at me at radiosancho@gmail.com. Thank you, loved ones.
Bye.
Juggernaut.